A Republican who had planned to challenge Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in a primary election has suddenly dropped out of the race. It's Wednesday, June 12th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, dairy cows being shown at county fairs and other exhibitions in Wisconsin will now be required to undergo testing for avian flu. And residents in southeastern Wisconsin are concerned about material from a private project being dumped on public land. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The lone Republican challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has suddenly announced he's withdrawing from the race. Andrew Sajelski said late Monday evening that he was ending his campaign for the 33rd Assembly District. He cited, quote, circumstances beyond his control, and did not respond to WPR's request for comment. Although Sajelski will still be on the August primary ballot, his withdrawal leaves Voss without a strong primary challenger. Mark Grawl is a veteran Republican strategist. He says the party is eyeing a big election year and likely looking for strong leadership.
It's reflected in the lack of a quality candidate against him that I think most Republicans really want to see Robin Voss stay where he is.
Voss has also been the subject of two recall efforts. One failed, and he's challenging the other. In a statement, his campaign said it will, quote, continue to lead the opposition to the liberal ideas Democrats are trying to impose on Wisconsin. As farm families gear up for county fair season, those showing dairy cows will have to test their animals for avian flu. Hope Kerwin has more on the state requirement, which was announced yesterday.
The order from the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection requires that lactating dairy cows have a negative test for influenza within 7 days of traveling to a fair or other exhibition. Wisconsin has not had a case of avian flu in dairy cattle. The highly contagious virus has affected herds in 12 other states, including Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan. Dr. Darlene Conkle is Wisconsin's state veterinarian.
We did feel with the increasing number of cases, especially in our region, that it made sense to minimize opportunities for this virus to be introduced or spread.
She says the state's veterinary diagnostics lab is ready to handle the additional test, and DATCAP inspectors will work with local fair organizers to carry out the new requirements. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Milwaukee Public Schools submitted an updated draft corrective action plan to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction yesterday. The district is hoping the plan will release nearly $16 million in state funds that are currently being withheld because MPS failed to produce audited financial data. The 26-page draft plan, obtained by WPR, paints the picture of an inexperienced, understaffed financial office that was using an outdated accounting system to manage the state's largest school district. The report states that 12 vacant finance department positions need to be filled by September 26th. The MPS software system needs to be updated so it can convert financial data to DPI's system. Throughout the report, the district cites its inability to access DPI's data system as a reason for failing to file with the agency. According to the report, MPS missed four deadlines to submit financial information to the state. The plan submitted to DPI sets the course for the district to make improvements over the next year. Thousands of cubic yards of organic material from a private project were dumped on a public land slated to become a park in Mount Pleasant. Margaret Faust reports a neighbor submitted an ethics complaint against Village of Mount Pleasant president and project manager Dave DeGroot.
A homeowners association in Mount Pleasant dredged a lake and dumped sediment at a future park site without first getting permission from the village. Dave DeGroot is the Mount Pleasant Village president. He's also the project manager for the pond revitalization project for his neighborhood. A resident submitted an ethics complaint against DeGroot for his involvement in the project. Others are concerned about possible environmental impacts. DeGroot says he had nothing to do with the dumping.
we do the best we can. We think that we're doing something amazing that's going to, you know, create a nice little village green for our neighborhood.
The Community Zoning Board of Appeals decided to allow the dumping to continue despite recommendations from village staff. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up in today's episode of Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from one woman from Appleton about what home means to her. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about home.
Home means different things to all of us. Home can be the house you grew up in, a quiet spot in the woods, or right beside your favorite person. For Milo Lee of Appleton, defining her home is complicated. She shares her story as part of the Home Is Here project, which amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Hispanic residents who call Northeastern Wisconsin home.
Home is a hard concept for me. I was born in a refugee camp. I was in the Bang Vi Nai Holding Center in northeastern Thailand. So home to me has never been a physical placement. Home has never been an address or location. The awareness of what home is has always been associated with a feeling of safety. There are a few things that remind me of home. The first is the smell of traditional Hmong black chicken boiled with mong chua. This herb bundle includes lemongrass, jopai weed, Okinawa spinach, and mugwort, among the many other Hmong traditional herbs. As a young child, this earthy smell greeted me many early mornings and comforted me many late evenings. My immigrant Hmong parents had taken refuge from the American War in Vietnam and eventually made central Wisconsin their new home. One of their chosen professions was ginseng farming, therefore I was a ginseng farmer. During the early summer mornings, I would be greeted with the smell of boiled chicken and herbs for breakfast, because according to my parents, farming is real work and I needed real food. My family's WIC-approved cereal was only good for learning at school. At the age of 7, I was manually removing large rocks from untilled acres of farmland in preparation of the land being tractor-tilled for ginseng crops. Once the ginseng plants were seeded and emerged from their hay beds, I worked every day. I would pull wild violets, goosegrass, creeping charlie, and crabgrass weeds underneath the aluminum mesh net that created shade for the ginseng plants. After a long day of farming, most evenings my mom would add more water, salt, and black pepper and reheat the boiled chicken for dinner. I always felt safe eating this dish. I felt safe adding more black pepper or asking for red chilies to spice up my dish. Still, one of my favorite dishes is home-cooked white jasmine rice with hot black chicken boiled with chua. There's another thing that makes me feel instantly at home, and that's when I hear Wisconsin Public Radio. The early dark morning rides to the ginseng fields were often long. I always liked listening because I never feared having to speak back. As a dual-language child who had a stammer and stutter, conversations scared me. Conversations scared me because I was unsure of how much of myself I would share, if my words would come out right if I did want to share, and lastly, would I matter? Wisconsin Public Radio allowed me to be safe, to be part of the conversation by listening and learning. As Hmong refugees, my mom and dad often listened to WPR because of the weekly Hmong public radio. Every radio in the house, ginseng field, and car was defaulted to Wisconsin Public Radio in fear of missing the Saturday Hmong program. The Hmong program was special to me because I was able to hear Hmong conversations by Hmong people. This was something I did not see on television or at school. Home is a hard concept for me. It may be because I was born in a refugee camp. It may be because I was raised in central Wisconsin, growing up along the sides of shaded ginseng crops. Home to me has never been a physical placement. Home has never been a physical address or location. Home is where I am safe.
Milo Lee of Appleton is a cultural and engagement strategist with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Her story is part of the Home is Here project from the New News Lab, a local news collaboration in northeastern Wisconsin made up of six media organizations, including WPR and the Green Bay Press Gazette. More information can be found at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Appreciate you joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today, the people putting the show together behind the scenes, that will be Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, hit subscribe, tell a friend, anything you can do to spread the word, we appreciate it. And we love hearing your feedback, so send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.